would you term that?
Family. Pretty much. My family guy.
More than anything else?
Absolutely. So,
Patrick, is it important for you to get a lot of the work done this week before you have to go out to that Zoom?
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of distractions, so, you know, it's good we're getting a couple, you know, a couple of practices in before we head out there and still practice out there, obviously, and then, you know, just catch up on things and, you know, get ready to go.
But the real work is being done in Foxborough right now?
Real work is going until this whole thing's over.
Fair enough. Pat, is it nice to get out of home, get inside in the bubble?
Yeah, I'll take it.
What's easier about it, aside from the obvious temperature?
The obvious temperature.
Do you focus more on field drills in a week like this, or do you focus more on watching the films and figuring out what they're going to throw at you?
A little bit of everything. I mean, we're going to game plan all the way through this thing, so, you know, every little thing we do is going to help us, you know, so we're going to start, continue to do that.
What stands out to you about Zach Ertz?
He's savvy. He's savvy for a young, you know, tight end, and he's good, man. He has good routes. He's quick. He's fast, you know, for a tight end, he can catch. And he's elusive with the ball, so, you know, got to try to slow him down a little bit.
Patrick, what are the keys when you're on the back end looking at those run-pass options that they run to in order to slow that down?
Just doing your job. Just do your job. That's all you need to do, really.
I mean, do you have to take a pause for a second to just analyze the play a little bit more than you might normally? Or
no pausing. Just do your job. We'll be good.
The safety group has been together for a long time now here. How close have you grown to guys like Devin, Duran, Nate, Jordan?
Yeah, close, man. I mean, been with those guys for, you know, a long time. You know, they're my friends. We chill out, play pool together, do our thing, you know. But, you know, we come here, we work, and we compete. You know, we try to make each other better. And, you know, I'm glad to have those guys.
How valuable is the continuity in that group and just for the defense in general?
It's great. I mean, you play like a family, you win like one, you know, so just very appreciative.
Malcolm had the big moment in Seattle, Julian last year. As any player would, do you hope to have that moment?
Yeah, why not? I'll take it. You know, if it happens, if it comes along, then yeah, I'll take it.
What have you enjoyed? Kyle Van Noy's progress since he's joined this defense last year?
Yeah, Kyle's good, man. Does a lot of things for us. You know, he's very energetic. You know, he plays hard. So, you know, somebody we want on our team.
What have you enjoyed about playing for Matt Patricia, and what's he like as a coach?
he brings some fire out of you, you know. But, you know, he does it because he knows that you can do it, you know. So he's a great coach, man. He's given me a lot of, you know, good years. So it's good.
Patrick, what was Chris Long like as a teammate? And, you know, did you learn anything from him? Are there any takeaways that stand out from spending that year with him?
Yeah, Chris is energetic too, man, and he works hard. He's a really good dude off the field, and, you know, so I just hope, you know, he does a good job with the turnout still in our favor, you know.
How would you describe the running styles and maybe the differences between LeGarrette and Jay?
They both run hard, man. I mean, LeGarrette jumps over people, you know. Joe's just, he runs hard, he, you know, stiff arms people, breaks tackles, so. I mean, they're both very elusive and big back, so they can do a lot of things.
Pat, sorry if you were asked this already, but the other day Bill talked about kind of getting a second chance on having you back here, and kind of blamed himself a little bit for the team not getting it right the first time around, the way that they used you. Just what was it like for you to come back here and your mindset when you did come back?
I feel good.
Pat, you were just your time with the Eagles. You know, do you want to prove them wrong or just...
No, just going to play a game, man. Do what we got to do as a team to get this win and, you know, finish the champions.
Who's the better pool player, you, McCourty, or Tony Richards?
Pat.
Patrick, you talk about Kenny Amendola. You go against him in practice all the time. I imagine you're never surprised when he comes up with a clutch catch like he does all the time.
Oh, yeah, not at all. Danny might have the best hands on the team, you know, so I'll count on Danny anytime, you know. He's a great player.
What is it about him coming up in big moments, in your opinion?
He just works hard, man. He just does it every play, and if his time comes, you know, he's always ready for it.
Patrick, not every team has their own private plane. As you head down to the Super Bowl, can you take us inside there a little bit? What do you like about the ride down there Heading to Minneapolis.
I don't know, I'll be sleeping.
Guys, why don't we take two more?
The other day, Belichick said you were one of the best players in the NFL. Just wondering what that kind of compliment from him means to you.
It only means something if I play good this next game, so we'll see how that goes.
Pat, do you like the media hype that leads up to the Super Bowl? You've graduated to the podium.
Absolutely not. I'll see you guys.